guys, welcome to another episode of Breaking Down Current Affairs of the World. This is your host Aryan Ghosh, and frankly for the last 2 weeks we haven't brought out any episode, and I've been getting a number of emails from my followers, like all of them saying that, you know, there is no episode. Why is that? Now the thing is that our podcast team, we have been working on a new approach to our purview of current affairs, because, you know, like when we started this podcast at first, we didn't really think very wide when it came to current affairs. We only stuck to geopolitics as a whole. And now we are thinking that instead of just sticking to geopolitics, we should expand further, and we should go into the we should include social issues as a part of the podcast, because, you know, people are dedicated to social causes today. So a number of social issues are prevalent throughout the world, and, you know, it would just be injustice to these issues if we don't include them in the current affairs and not cover them in our podcast. And first of all, I like to really thank our listeners, all of them out there. We were about last week, I believe I checked charts, and we were trending in the top 100 Apple podcasts in the UK, and I really thank all my listeners out there. We are really doing good in countries, and even now I think we are in the top 200, I believe. I'm really thankful for all of you, for sharing the podcast, for following it, for even listening to it. And we would really appreciate some reviews, even if you guys want any kind of questions or if you want any answers to anything. We really are looking forward to doing a listener Q&A episode anytime in the future, depending upon the questions we receive. And so really would urge you all to go ahead and ask us any questions as you want. At the same time, now speaking about social issues, basically in this podcast or episode, what we have decided is we are going to be covering the LGBTQ community as a whole, because, you know, they are a community who have constantly been discriminated against in the society, and people have still not been welcomed towards them. Now for this very episode, we have decided to bring up LGBTQ student activist Rihanna Majumdar, who is frankly a very avid reader. She even besides being an activist, she's also a student right now, and she has a great amount of knowledge when it comes to researching about school history, and she even tries to stay up to date with the political scenario of today's world, and she writes a lot. She is a very good writer, and I really urge you all to go and check out her writings on Wattpad. I'll give her account in the description, so just check it out. And we had this discussion with Ms. Majumdar, and about the entire LGBTQ issue as a whole, because, as I said, they are a discriminated section of our society, and it is time that society learned that they need to accept people for who they are, despite them having particular differences in any form or manner. And thus we really hope that you enjoyed the interview. Listen in. Thank you, Rihanna, for coming to the podcast. It's been great to host you. We are going to be speaking about the current issue of the LGBTQ community, what they face in today's world. And, you know, before we do all of that, why don't you just help us get a good picture of the LGBTQ community, the various terms related to it, or even Pride Month as well.
Yes. Hello. Firstly, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. LGBTQ is an acronym for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer or questioning. These terms are used to describe a person's sexual orientation or gender identity, but this term is not inclusive of countless other identities and preferences, like pansexual, which means someone who is attracted to all genders, and asexual, which is to not have any kind of sexual attraction towards other people, or not having or showing a particular sexual identity, according to Merriam-Webster. That's the term. And then we have Pride Month, which is June. It is celebrated in June. In simple words, Pride Month is a month, a long event to celebrate who we truly are, to celebrate the LGBTQ community, and to raise awareness about issues faced by them, and peacefully protest for the rights of the community.
Right, thank you so much for that input right there. Like, you know, frankly speaking, I believe that, you know, we shouldn't just have a Pride month to, you know, recognize LGBT rights. We should have it like every single day, like, because, you know, this community is a part of our society and, you know, we need to respect them every single day. One month is not enough. It has to happen like 365 days, right?
Yes, I agree. I absolutely agree to that.
So, you know, right now, like, coming to the various issues faced by them, let's first look at, you know, what are these beliefs that society has regarding the LGBT community. Like, some are really, like, really, really random and weird, but I'll pose this question to you. First of all, there is this belief that the, you know, being any member of the LGBTQ community somehow violates the values of family. And, you know, do you think that this kind of a belief even applies to any extent? And what do you think should be done to counter such stigma, such, you know, such beliefs in society?
Yes, I think it is a very wrong train of thought, especially because before being from a certain religion or caste or sexuality, we're human and we have the right to like who we want. And in today's day and age, frankly, we find more people coming out of the closet talking freely about these matters and protesting for their personal as well as other people's rights. In the end, you cannot shun the majority, and more people are standing up and talking about these matters. We are insisting that these rights are, that the rights of the LGBTQ community are protected. And you can't possibly shun such a big group of people, right, in their opinions. And as for family members, I will give an instance here. I love reading books, both English and vernacular. And this is something which I have developed because I have grown up surrounded by books. My family has a huge role to play in it. Similarly, things like raising awareness among their children about the community, the struggles that they face, and how to interact with people of different genders, keeping in mind their pronouns and such, are some of the things which elders in the family can do. We can talk about these things. You know, in many families, there's this tradition where the family gathers at night at the dining table, and we talk about certain things. And this is a topic which can very well be talked about and discussed in the family, because this is how a child becomes aware of what is going on and becomes sensitive towards LGBTQ people and keeps in mind their needs. In social circles too, they can bring up these topics and encourage others to support the cause.
Right. So an important point you add there about that conversation, family being extremely important. But, you know, like, if you look at society today, if you look at traditional families, like a number of countries throughout the world, families continue to, you know, have this idea that a boy can only like a girl and you know, vice versa, but that cannot happen when it comes to the LGBTQ community. It results in them not favoring them. What can we do? What can family members do to, you know, become much more progressive in this manner to accept the LGBTQ community?
Yes, that is a very good question and a difficult one at that. So we see our grandparents, we see these people, they grew up with certain mindsets, and they grow up learning that, you know, the normal is only a boy girl thing. Where so it is a bit difficult to sort of bring them out of that mindset. However, this growing generation, we all on social media, and almost all people of this generation are on social media. And on social media, there's a lot of awareness. And so here is where the youth plays a very, very important role. The youth has to work towards things like I didn't comment here or here and there about the slide map. Their family members, slowly they start talking about it. Slowly the youth, the children, they start talking about it and slowly saying during their short sessions. And I think that is how the elders will sort of warm up. Because minors' words are taking very seriously, because usually, you know, grandparents and their children, they have shared special bonds. They wear that, you know, talking together and the children talking about it is a very important thing. Because even in family, I like to research about all of these things, and I occasionally tell my family members about, you know, what I research, what I found out, the things that are happening. So this is how we raise awareness.
Right, great point added there. Now, you know, going from this to the, you know, the entire world scenario that way, you know, we have the UN Charter, we have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights or the UDHR, we have the Istanbul Convention. You know, these preserve the, you know, security of human rights that, you know, about all people, and all people also would obviously include the LGBTQ community. Despite this, you know, we hear these incidents of violence and discrimination being perpetrated against the community. Do you think that, you know, the international community can do more in respect of either engaging in multilateralism or to at least work together, or in a way at least set up a framework to address the issues faced by the LGBTQ community today?
Yes. It is, firstly, I'll start off by saying that it is very, very sad that even today, in this day and age, they are so heavily threatened every single day in every aspect of life, whether it comes to education or career or even social gatherings, wherever, and that is very sad. So definitely a more inclusive, a better legal framework is really required to protect the community, and the discrimination and violence faced by them needs to be addressed and stopped immediately. And we basically have to the minor details like public place shaming in a public place, because people catcall and say things to transgenders and people from the community, and these things should be kept in mind, and these kind of people, they should be punished. And for that, of course, the governments have to start, and it is a very small step, but the government has to start by officially recognizing and including the LGBTQ community, the people, and ensuring that they are given equal rights to basic education and careers and are not shunned. And we have many activists around the world who speak out about these matters whenever they can, and activists and LGBTQ advocates should also be encouraged in the spotlight. Their voices basically should be heard, because it is a very, very important thing that their voices are heard, because these things where we are grassroots, not grassroots, onto the road basically, and they ask these questions and they work with the LGBTQ community itself, and that is why their voices are very, very important and should be heard. So basically, governments should support them and encourage them internationally.
Right. Good point added there. Now, you spoke about the, you also mentioned, you know, the schools also being a place where, you know, people should be made aware about LGBT rights. Now, you know, in schools, students, you know, maleducation is a subject which is taught actively to the students throughout different countries. And, you know, they are in these maleducation classes, students are taught that they should accept and respect other people. But however, you know, reports now from number of organizations, human rights organizations, they show that LGBT teachers and students are constantly harassed and bullied by students, not to also mention the, as you said, catcalling, even the ruthless mocking of students because of their sexual orientation. Now, how do you think that schools, colleges, or other educational institutions should crack down on such behavior by the students and, you know, frankly, just change the perception about the LGBTQ community as a whole?
Yes. So I would like to start by saying that students, of course, when they are growing up and they receive education, they should be allowed to think freely. However, one cannot form an opinion without knowing or without seeing the bigger picture. And that is why students should be made aware, and they should be made to research on social affairs, on the things that the LGBTQ community has to face on a daily basis, and then they should be shown the threats that are posed to the community every day. And as I have mentioned before, your beliefs tend to come from your roots and your family, schools, universities, and academic institutions. In my opinion, should directly address parents and guardians and maybe publish handbooks or guidelines online or in paper dealing with these issues and how they can prepare their children, help them be open-minded and not exclude children from the community. And for teachers, fellow teachers, education administrators and other authorities, they should also be supportive of an employee who identifies themselves as gay or bisexual, and etc. Still, there might be children who keep up the bullying, because you cannot change the world all at once, of course. And in that case, the institution should personally take up the matter and make sure that the child is sat with and explains to the importance of the gravity of the situation and how much their actions can actually impact another child. And the guardian's attention should immediately be brought to the matter, of course. And frankly, schools, colleges, universities, in this day and age, they should ideally offer counselors and similar persons who specialize in these subjects and offer to help a student who's confused, who's wandering, or who's being picked on.
Right, you added a point regarding a counselor, and you know, it is true, because you know, with this increased amount of bullying in schools, I mean, look, even if teachers, like, they do in fact impart values, I mean, it depends upon how the student takes it, right? And in this kind of a scenario, you know, when this bullying continues over and over again, you will require, there will be a lot of problems regarding mental health. And so obviously the provisions for being, there need to be a counselor to, you know, help these people out when it comes to these mental health issues. And speaking about the workplace, you know, regarding security of LGBT employees in their workplace, first of all, people, you know, their statistics show that people who are openly gay are much less likely to even get a job interview. And now moreover, polls show that, you know, like, LGBT people are, like, ending up being completely discriminated against in their workplaces. So what do you think can private companies do in this regard, and what role do you think can the government play in working with or pressurizing enterprises when it comes to addressing the need for workplace reform or workplace security for the LGBT community?
Yes. So workplaces, of course, every single day we hear something or the other of this sort. And so workplace is the very first step, which is a very complicated thing, should be for the authorities to be open-minded and ready to take steps to ensure that the rights of the LGBTQ people are respected. Because the first thing, the very first step is how you react to these things, is how you take these things. And it should be in the very framework or so-called rule book of the company or institution to welcome and give equal opportunities and be sensitive towards persons from the community. Because I'm going to give a small example here, because there is this thing which is, you know, pronouns. Many people, they prefer to be referred to as they or them instead of she or he, and it's perfectly normal. So these are the small things which a company, which authority should be sensitive towards. And as for government-supported organizations and companies, they could hold workshops for the employees to explain the basics regarding LGBTQ, what it means and what they need to keep in mind while interacting with, say, transgender or someone who's confused about their sexuality. That is a very important phase. And these skills not only come up use in public, but also if you're interacting with someone close who might be questioning or unsure.
Right. So speaking about, you know, the film industry, like, we watch American TV series on Netflix, etc. And, you know, these TV series or even movies, like, for example, in India, these new movies have been coming up, which have been introducing the LGBTQ concept in their plots. Now, you know, at the same time, there are a great number of films which show homosexual characters in very poor light, in perhaps even fact, you know, they're not supported by facts, they're baseless the way they show them.
Yeah.
So, you know, what role do you think can the film industry play when it comes to spreading awareness about the LGBT community and, you know, giving the movie audiences the right picture or right picture of the entire community as a whole?
Yes. Firstly, we see on very, very often, very common when very, very insensitive jokes are made on television or series about homosexual characters. And that is very, very wrong, and that is how it spreads and speaks into the public as well. So it is not an unknown fact that we have many, many film enthusiasts, huge fan bases for individual actors and actresses. We have for film series and so on, we have a wide, wide audience. Now for film industries and media, it's a very good and effective platform for spreading awareness about the LGBT community and their rights. And here I would also like to talk about how they are portrayed. As you mentioned, often directors and writers tend to make people from the community, of a very difficult sort. They are portrayed in such a light where people, it's difficult to interact with them. They get upset at the smallest of things, and that is not a very good picture. And more importantly, it is shown that people from the community support each other, while others who are straight end up being against them, which is a very because it makes the LGBT people look like a group of insane individuals supported by none other by themselves. Therefore, its roles of importance, leads an influential part of it to LGBTQ persons and people from the community, actual people from the community are brought in to play the roles. I think it will send a much better and impact the viewers much.
Right. We've obviously spoken about the film industry, how the workplace can bring reform, even how schools can bring reform. Now, you know, they're going to come right now to a much more other, let's say, like government-based or judicial-based issue of sorts. Like, you know, because they're bringing India into the discussion since we both live in India. Now, obviously, you must be aware about Section 377 of the IPC, which basically makes carnal intercourse against the quote-unquote order of nature with any man, woman, animal, basically illegal. And in 2018, the Supreme Court issued this verdict regarding the validity of 377 and ruled that it was unconstitutional as it infringed on the fundamental rights of autonomy, intimacy, and identity, thus legalizing homosexuality in India, and that any discrimination on basis of sexual orientation is in violation of the Indian constitution. Now, if you even look at polls, which have been taken by a number of institutions, there is this increasing acceptance of the LGBTQ community in India as well. Now, despite all of these factors, why do you think that even now there still hasn't been a bill to legalize same-sex marriage? And do you think that, you know, the bill is of prime importance to this particular point?
It is undoubtedly a very, very important thing to have such a law to legalize same-sex marriages, because why shouldn't it? Now, I'm going to talk about the Indian... if I have to talk about the Indian lawmakers, we have to see that these people, it is possible that they too have some sort of deep-rooted stereotype, because in the Indian society at the end of the day still has its rules, it still has this massive massive narrow-mindedness rooted into it, which is very, very difficult to break, especially in the old generation. And therefore, I think, of course, the world is now talking about the LGBTQ community. Many, many countries are introducing laws to protect the rights of the community. And therefore, of course, India, being a growing country, such a prosperous country, has to have laws accepting the LGBTQ community, which is a part of the Indian society. However, it is not going any deeper into the situation. It is just touch upon the discrimination which we see from day to day. They just touch upon those acts, right? They don't go in deep, as in same-sex marriages and workplace violence and all of that. Because if we did have strict administration, we did have personas and officials actually implementing these laws, then we wouldn't have, then of course it would have decreased considerably. So therefore, it is very, very important to introduce a law which legalizes same-sex marriages, and I think other laws too, which goes in deep and nips in the bud, because it is important to nip it in the bud and take strict action against any person who causes any act of discrimination against the community or against a person based on his or her or their sexual orientation.
Yeah, totally agree with you, because there is an importance of addressing all these issues. I mean, you may know all the issues, but it's important for lawmakers to like go into these issues step by step. And like, I mean, look, change cannot be made in one day, but that's the starting point. It's the foundation laying, and it's the most important part of it, and that would help in bringing true reform. And speaking about reform, and what do you think must today's youth in the world do to advance the cause of the LGBT community?
That is a very, very important question, because we often hear the phrase that the youth is going to lead the world, the coming generation. And I am speaking from personal experience. My friends, I mean, they have interacted with people from the community. My mom, she works with the LGBTQ community, and she works with NGOs who are researching these matters. And the youth has to, firstly, the youth has to be aware of the things, of the happenings around the world. And secondly, the youth has to spread this, the acceptance. You can be accepting, you can be an accepting person, but that's you, right? People around you have to talk to them, you have to change their mind. And it may not be that you can change the entire world's mind, obviously not, but it starts, it's every step of the way counts. So you have to start by talking to others. First of all, you have to start by talking to others about these matters. And second of all, you just have to be accepting, because who knows, tomorrow your friend might come out to you, and how will you react to them? So you have to be sensitive to.
Right, so great. With that, I'll just end with one last question. That is, what is your message to the LGBT community, people, LGBT people throughout the world? What's the message to them?
If I will. I will mention a very small incident which bothers me a lot. It saddened me. And that is Alan Turing. Many people might have heard of him, many people might not have heard of him. He was one of the world's greatest mathematicians. And in 1952, he was convicted of gross indecency with another man, and was supposed to undergo organotherapy, which is chemical castration. And eventually, he committed suicide. This is the level of threat these heinous methods can pose to someone's life. And therefore, we definitely should stand up for these people, show our support. And as for the LGBTQ people around the world, I would like to say that you are loved and you are supported, and you can reach out, because many, many more people today are standing up for the community. Many, many more people are trying to spread awareness about the things that are happening. And just be confident and be you. And you shouldn't ha don't care about anything that anyone says.
Right. Thank you very much for being on the podcast. It's been great to host you. Like, a lot of things got to learn in this, and continue your great work. And obviously, I hope that our listeners out there, they'll start being much more active in supporting the community, because they're discriminated, LGBT community is discriminated against. They require all the support they can get. So yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
guys, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. We had quite a productive conversation with Yana Majumdar. She gave us a good idea into what kind of issues there are, how it can be handled, the requirement for workplace reform, for even counselors in schools, and the ways in which school impart education, which includes the awareness about LGBT rights. And we obviously cannot cover like everything, because the issues faced with the community are huge and they're multifaceted, and therefore it is important that we touched upon some of the important points, and we really hope that you understood those. Also do feel free to go and check out Rihanna's writings on Wattpad. She writes really well, and I really urge you all to go out there and comment and also read her work. She's working on another book, I think, as well. At the same time, do listen to her podcast, continue to share with your friends and family. We really thank all our people out there in the UK and Portugal who are just have been able to get us to the charts. At the same time, we're hoping to do much more in other countries, and we really hope that you guys like the stuff we do. Do feel free to contact us at agforeignpolicy101@gmail.com. I'll give it in the description, just check it out. And feel free to contact us using an email regarding anything you may want us to cover in the future and how we cover things. At the same time, any suggestions for any feedback of sorts. At the same time, do feel free to give us reviews on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else where reviews can be given, because as far as I'm aware, I think it's only Apple Podcasts. At the same time, we would be really happy to hear all your suggestions for us, or any new content, how you like this new concept of us bringing the social issues out here. At the same time, send us a questions as well. We'll be more than happy to have a listener Q&A session soon. Depends upon the question that we get, as I told you earlier. And so follow the podcast, like it, listen to it, and send it to your friends and family. Let them listen to it, and feel free to contact us at any time possible. So goodbye for now.